Our love is a lie, and so we begin foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame burning within. Now and then firelight will catch us stumbling in.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, you know these reckless thoughts of mine are following you.
I'm falling for you, whatever you do, 'cause baby, you've shown me so many things that I never knew.
Whatever is a lie, and so we begin foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame burning within. Now and then firelight will catch us stumbling. Is alive, and so we begin foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame burning within. Now and then firelight will catch us stumbling in.
Waiting for the world to come your way.
Gotta take a chance, gotta find.
members of the new Christy Minstrels, Gotta Get It Going. And coming out of the break, we heard Stumbling In by Susie Quattro and Chris Norman. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. I'm Mike Duke. Vocalist, guitarist, and banjo player. Banjoist? No, banjo player. Roy Clark was born on April 15, 1933, in Meharon, Virginia. Yesterday When I Was Young was a big country hit in 1969 and was his only entry onto the Hot 100 chart.
Seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. Guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about, and every conversation I can now recall concerns itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young.
That was Yesterday When I Was Young by Roy Clark. I'm Mike Duke. Next week, I'll be back with another full Music Box from my house to your radio right here at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. I say that a little bit early today because Matt the Cat needs a little more time to set up the juke in the back. So I have saved this rather long, bizarre, and politically incorrect work of Titanic-motivated folk music fiction for last. This piece became famous thanks in large part to the overnight underground music radio program Beaker Street, which aired on KAAY-AM in Little Rock, Arkansas from 1967 until 1972. The show's host, Clyde Clifford, was the overnight transmitter engineer, so the program was broadcast directly from the transmitter site rather than from the station's studio. in order to reduce the amount of fan noise from the transmitter that was picked up by his microphone, he ran a taped loop of nondescript instrumental music behind him when he was speaking. It sounded something like this. Now, about that piece that Beaker Street made famous. Jamie Brockett was a New England-based folk singer and songwriter who performed in various clubs throughout the Northeast, as well as on the college circuit. In 1968, he released an album called Remember the Wind and the Rain. Here is the track from that album that became famous thanks to Beaker Street. It's called Legend of the USS Titanic.
It was back around the turn of the centuries, back around 1913. There was a Negro pugilist, his name was Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson, he was the toughest man in the whole wide world. He used to walk around whopping people upside the head, making all sorts of money. Like I say, old Jack Johnson, he was a pugilist. He was a pugilist by preference and by profession. And one day old Jack came walking on down by the pier side. He's just walking on down. His manager come walking on down by the pier side. He says, hi, Jack. He says, hi, manager. He says, what you doing? He says, I'm just walking on down by the pier side. He says, what's up? He says, I got a gig for you. He says, got a gig for me? He says, that's right. He says, whereabouts? He says, over in England. He says, what am I going to do over there? He says, well, you're going over and whop this guy upside the head and make all sorts of money. Well, Jack says, that's groovy, baby. That's really groovy. You give me a ticket on the next flight out. He said, ticket on the next flight out? This is 1914. Why, the Wright brothers haven't even started fooling around with Kitty Hawk yet. He said, who's she? Midnight on the sea, the band was playing there, my God, see, farewell, Titanic, farewell. Old Jack says, well, how am I going to get there, baby? He says, I'm going to show you. And he whips up in the newspaper and shows him a picture of the USS Titanic, folks. She's the world's biggest ship. She's made out of good wood and good iron. They said she'd never go down. He says, you mean I'm going over on the boat? And he says, that's right, baby, you're going on the boat. He said, well, let's get some tickets. He said, all right, so they head on down to the ticket taker's place. He walks on up to the ticket taker. He walks on in and says, hey, man, I want to buy me some tickets. He said, got red ticket, green ticket, yellow ticket, blue ticket, what kind of ticket you want? I said, I want a red one. He gave him some loot and he laid it on him. Jackie's got his ticket now. He takes everything he owns. He wraps it on up in a diaper and he hangs it on a stick over his back and goes heading on down by the pier side. He getting on down by the pier side and his manager's down there by the pier side. And there she is, folks, the USS Titanic. She lined up beside 250 parking meters. The captain's getting done ready to split because he run out of time. There was an Italian senator in the state house, and all Italian senators, them got brothers, own construction companies. And this one had a brother, he owned a construction company. And the Titanic, she was made out of good Italian wood, good Italian, and they said she'd never get down. So there's old Jack standing on the bottom, got everything he owns wrapped on up in that diaper, hanging on a stick over his back. He shakes hands with his manager, goes walking on up the gangplank. The captain's standing on the top. He get up onto the top, and the captain look at the ticket. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at it. He says, sorry, baby, wrong color. Says, me or the ticket? This is you. He wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, this ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. It was midnight on the sea. The band was playing near my God, see. Farewell, Titanic, farewell, yeah. So Jack says, it's all right, baby, it's all right. I'm gonna sit right here. I'm gonna pay and watch you go right on down. Titanic, she She sails on out into the North Sea. She's out there floating around in and out between the icebergs, and old Jack standing on the pier. I gotta tell you about the people on the Titanic. Now, first of all, there's a whole bunch of Jewish people from Miami. They're jumping up and down, they're laughing, they're drinking booze, they're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds, and having all sorts of good clean party fun. Then there was the people who run the boat. Now the people who run the boat, they know all about running boats. They know all about hoisting up landlubbers and battening down hatches and doing all sorts of other good things like all good sailors do when they're far away seeing. Then there was the captain. Not a captain, he know how to walk like a captain, write like a captain, walk like a captain, talk like a captain, smell like a captain, eat like a captain, do all sorts of captain things. Then there was the first mate. Now I gotta tell you about the first mate. Now the first mate, he don't know nothing about Jewish parties. He don't know nothing about hoisting up landlubbers. He don't know nothing about captains either. He once wanna go over to England. He wanna play his guitar. He wanna run around, chase women, have all sorts of good time. Anyways, this fella, his sideburns, they're just a little too long. He'd give away. See, he'd been down in Mexico. He'd been working in this rope factory down in Mexico. Now, down in Mexico, they make rope out of this funny little hemp plant that grows wild in the ground. Some of you people grow it in flower pots under your bed. Anyways, down there, and he's making rope out of this funny marijuana plant. And one day, the rope factory, she catch fire, and he run back on in to save his lunch. He's got two sardine sandwiches. Running back on in to save his lunch, he gets inside, and there's all this funny smoke floating around up inside, and he gets some of this funny smoke up inside his head, and he sit down in the middle of the fire, and he say, baby, I ain't gonna make rope no more. See, he take everything he own, he wrap it up on up in a diaper and a knapsack too, and he hanging on down to the Titanic. He get to the Titanic, he standing on the bottom, walking on up the gangplank. The captain standing on the top. The cap says, what you got, boy? I says, I'm coming on. This is what you got. And I says, well, I got me two changes of BVDs. I got me my guitar, I got me my address book, a pair of socks, four Mass Marvel comic books, a tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. He says, 497 and a half feet of rope. What do you got that for? He says, oh, I just carry it. So he says, all right, go on board, go on board. And he did. It was midnight on the sea. The band was playing near my guide. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. Now they wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said, this ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. That brings us up to what's happening now. The Titanic, she's floating around in and out between the icebergs. The Jewish people are partying. They're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds. They're drinking booze and having all sorts of party fun. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers and battening down hatches. The first mate is hanging over the rail. He's having himself a little smoke. He's digging the iceberg. Having himself a little smoke. And it's the captain's time to do his thing. The captain comes on out. Remember I told you about the captain? He knows how to walk like captain, ride like captain, talk like all sorts of captain things. He comes on out and he's standing on his thing right now. Is that he's got to go out and test the wind, so he casts his nose up into the north wind and he goes, first mate, he says, hey, first mate, what's that you smoking? He says, that ain't nothing but a little old cigarette, captain. He says, I don't believe it. Give me a puff. He says, all right. So the captain take himself a little puff. Nothing happened right away. He says, it's all right. It's all right. It's just a cigarette. I'm going for a walk. And that's what it did, folks. He went for a walk. He went out walking around the boat. He went walking toward the wheelhouse. He walked around. He walked around the wheelhouse once. Around the wheelhouse twice. On the third time around the wheelhouse, the first mate, he look on over at the captain. Thank you.
say. You want another tall captain? And the captain, he say, right. So this time he's gonna tell the captain a little bit about the smoke that he's smoking. He says, now, the idea, captain, the idea is to get the smoke way down deep inside your tummy and hold it there just as long as you can. It'll make your head feel good all inside. So the captain says, all right, he take himself three big tokes off that funny little brown weed. He says, I'm commencing to hold it in. He walked around the wheelhouse, he went downstairs, he laid down, he get up, he ran in the other room, he sent a radiogram. He came on back in, he took a shower, he come out, he shaved. He laid down, he get up again, he turned on the television, he turned off the radio. He played a game of cribbage, he read a Smash Marvel comic book. He walked in the kitchen, made a cup of tea, made a cup of coffee, sat down, ate a piece of pie, went upstairs, played another game of cribbage, went back in, finished his other Smash Marvel comic book. Laid down, he had the television, the radio, the egg beater, the air conditioner, everything's all going at once. He walks up on deck and this is 52 minutes later. And this cat, he breathed yet. So the first mate see him standing up there on the rail. He's all puffed up like a balloon. He says, you gotta let it out, Captain. So the captain, he let it all out at once. Falling right down on the wheelhouse floor, he's out cold. Oh, this is brings us up to what's happening again, folks. The Titanic, she's sailing around in between the icebergs. Everybody else is having parties. The Jewish people, they're jumping up and down. They're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds and drinking booze. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers, battening down hatches and doing sail things. The first mate's hanging over the rail. He's having himself a little smoke and digging the icebergs. And the captain's out cold on the wheelhouse floor. It was midnight on the sea, the band was playing in my Godspeed. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. Now they wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said the ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. All of a sudden, the captain's eyes popped wide open and stood right up straight. Grabs the hold of the wheel. Looks on out at the bow of that boat and he say, I'm gonna move you, baby. And it did right on into an iceberg and she went right on down. It rolled midnight on the sea, the band was playing in my God's deep. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. He wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said the ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. That's the true story of the Titanic, folks. She went right to the bottom. She took with her all the Jewish people, all the first mates. She took with him the captain. She took with him the landlubbers. She took with him the Mass Marvel comic books, the tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. Meanwhile, back on the stateside, old Jack Johnson, why, he's standing up on the pier, he's fishing away, he's got himself a little stick and a line, and he gets a tug, he pulls it on up, it's a big, wet, blue, soggy mess, and on the inside on the line, and written in big gold letters, it says, USS Titanic, and stuck right above it was a wet roach. That boy was so happy, he started doing the Eagle Rock up and down that pier like it's going out of style. He's going to do the Eagle Rock now, everybody in for the Eagle Rock. See the band was playing near my God. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. God, he wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, this shit's no hollow. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. Farewell, Titanic, going down.